Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. Placing hopes on the fracturing of the quote-unquote Israeli ranks is a renewed betrayal of Gaza. Translated. News. A poll revealed that 56 of quote-unquote Israelis fear traveling abroad. 67% believe the government does not represent them, and 62% report the comprehensive ceasefire agreement between the Jewish entity and Hamas, including the release of hostages. The website, quote-unquote, Zaman Yisrael, which published the poll details on the 5th of September 2025, clarified that the majority of quote-unquote Israelis expressed their inability to travel abroad due to the escalating global criticism of their entity, coupled with the ongoing international isolation of their state and the continuation of the war in Gaza. Al Jazeera. Comment. Concurrently, with the continued escalation by the Jewish entity of its criminal campaign of genocide, killing, and displacement in the West Bank and Gaza, the Arab and official media in the Muslim world focuses on news such as these polls, which portray the Jewish entity as if it is collapsing from within. Also, what the recent leaks revealed from the meeting of the education minister of the Jewish entity, Yoav Kassish, with the families of the captives, which exposed the depth of the fracture and domestic collapse within the entity of occupation, as the minister openly admitted that the government is, quote, isolated and the war is proceeding in its manner because it is incapable, end quote. While the families accuse him of ignorance, marginalization, and endangering their loved ones through failed policies. Channel 12 in Hebrew broadcast these confessions, revealing a paralyzed government, its decisions confined in a narrow elite and isolated from the Jewish society and its international surroundings. There is no doubt that these divisions and protests within the Jewish entity of the occupation represent a genuine fragility in its structure that reflects the erosion experienced by their heterogeneous society under the pressure of the prolonged war. However, what is regrettable is that the Arab and non-Arab media and politicians who have let Gaza down, instead of bearing the responsibility of supporting the oppressed in it and mobilizing the armies to liberate the blessed land and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Sharif from the defilement of the Jews, they took these divisions as a paper on which they pinned their hopes of stopping the killing machine. They portrayed the fall of Netanyahu or the disarray of the army, or domestic protests as if they were the path of salvation of the people of Gaza. Such reliance is not only an evasion of the Sharia obligation and a justification for failure and betrayal, but also a misguidance and pacification of the Muslim lands, which is seething with rage at the horrors it witnessed of the torment inflicted upon its brothers and sisters, and which is capable of supporting them, were it not for the treachery of the rulers of Arabs and Muslims and their siding with the Jews. The Ummah understands that the issue of the Blessed Land is not and will never be determined by the crisis of the Jews' politics or the future of Netanyahu. Instead, its essence is a struggle between the Ummah and the West, represented by its colonial occupation in the heart of the Muslim lands, the Blessed Land of Palestine. The people of Gaza and Palestine, with their blood and steadfastness, are the spearhead forging the true equation of the conflict between the Ummah and the Jews, and the Crusader world backing the Jewish entity, and the people of Gaza are not mere spectators of the enemy's domestic disputes. Placing hopes on the fracturing of the ranks within the Jewish entity reflects, in reality, another betrayal of Gaza. The Sharia obligation of supporting Gaza with the mobilization of the armies of Muslims is replaced by the illusion of the enemy's self-destruction, while the confirmed reality is that the occupation will not fall except under the strikes of the armies of the Muslims and not by mere protest or transient political crisis within the Jewish entity.
يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشف صدور قوم مؤمنين ويذهب غيظ قلوبهم ويتوب الله على من يشاء والله عليم حكيم.
Fight them. Allah will punish them by your hands and will disgrace them and give you victory over them and satisfy the breasts of a believing people and remove the fury in the believers' hearts. And Allah turns in forgiveness to whom He wills, and Allah is knowing and wise. Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 14. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Bilal al-Muhajir, Wilayah, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.